Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today is Patty Finan, the Thumb Arts Guild secretary and chairperson of Art in the Park, which Good. Is coming up, as I understand it. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Craig.
When is Art in the Park?
Art in the Park is Labor Day weekend, but our first show that we have is our members' spring exhibit is Memorial Day weekend, which is next weekend, believe it or not, even though the weather doesn't seem to say that it's Memorial Day yet. But we're going to have our exhibit.
Is there provisions in case of snow?
No, we actually haven't thought about that. Maybe we need to hire someone to be on standby for the parking lot or something. I don't know. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad weather. But we're hoping that everybody will come out and see the art and maybe get inspired and think about summer days and being outside.
Now, this first show, what are you going to be featuring and where are you going to have it?
It's going to be run 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend in the Port Austin Gym. So it'll be right behind, which is a block west of the light, if you're in town facing the lake. And it'll be in the Port Austin Gym, and again, 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday. And it is a kickoff market, kickoff weekend for the farmers market, too. So you should come on out. The market runs 9 to 1, and then we'll be open again till 4 o'clock.
So you can shop, and then you can
shop and then go look at some art. Right. And it's an exhibit, so it's not necessarily artwork for sale, but we will. Most of the artists do put their business cards out. So if you want to contact them about purchasing something that's on exhibit, you can do that. So, and we've got some great artists that are going to have their things out. Ellie Brzezinski does watercolors. Cindy Bobek, Claire Bomers Logan does jewelry and fused glass and felt. She does all kinds of things. She's very talented. Don Bolis is watercolor. Dave Thummel does his wonderful woodwork, and so he'll have some pieces there. Margot Phillips does jewelry. Laurie Conger does both watercolor and pottery, so I'm not sure what she's bringing. She might be bringing both. So, Sandra Kindy makes beautiful, beautiful glass beads, melts the glass and makes the beads herself. And Maya Smith does quilting and drawing and photography, so she'll probably be bringing a variety of things. Bill Diller and myself will have photography. And then Jane Mays does watercolors and pottery. And she also has a new poetry book out called Drawn in Dust, and that'll be in the store soon, I'm sure. It's been a long process for her to get that done, and I'm so proud of her. And then Donna Rupersberg will also be there with watercolors. So we've got about 13 artists, 13 or 14 people that'll have artwork out at the show, and it'll be great. It'll be in the gym, and there'll be light refreshments available. And so the Port Austin Gym, May 28th and 29th.
And is there any admission? Is this a fundraiser to help with your arts guild in that, or is this something they just come into?
No, this is just our members-only exhibit. So this one, you have to be a tag member to show your stuff, and it's just an exhibit, and it's all free to the public. Our fundraiser this year is going to be decorated trays, serving trays. So we've had rectangular boxes that artists took and decorated, and then we did circular boxes with lids last year. And this year, it's nice to have Dave Thummel in our crew because he makes all our stuff for us to decorate for fundraisers. Although I think we're going to get away from that for next year. But he did beautiful serving trays with handles. And so we've got our artists all over the county taking those trays and decorating them however they would like. So those are going to be up for auction. It'll be silent bids at all of our events this year, and then we award the final winning award will be announced on at Art in the Park on Labor Day weekend. So.
And all different types of artists will be working on these trays?
Yes.
I mean, you can picture, you know, painters.
Right.
But I would imagine you could do things with beadwork and
yes.
jewelry type of
yes.
enhancements to it and
exactly.
such.
Maya had hers at the last meeting, and it's unbelievable. She did individual beads and a design on the bottom and then put glass on top. So it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful work. But, yes, we get all kinds of different we have people that do felting, you know, do some kind of wool work on them and decorate them that way and then put glass over them. We have photographers. I think Bill Diller took one, so it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with his tray. So it's very interesting to see the different results giving the same piece of wood, you know, the same design, all the different things that come up with that. So it's fun. It's been a good fundraiser for us.
And basically, people, is this like a silent type auction
right.
where you keep bidding on it
right.
and you see what other people have bid and then you can go higher if you want it even more?
Right, exactly. And we'll have them out at all our events. We're actually going to have a booth at the farmers market some of the weekends this summer. And so we'll have the trays out then for people to bid to. And I think we're going to work and try to get them in some of the businesses, maybe in Port Austin. I'm not sure if that's what the plan is, but... they should be out and available at all of our shows this summer, and you can bid, and then again, we'll award the final one at the Art in the Park.
So you can bid right
all
away.
All summer long, sure. You can bid now, or you can bid all summer long, sure.
But if you bid now, make it a good bid, because you're likely going to get trumped.
Yes, you probably
because
will.
Because there are a number
You've
of events
got a
coming
few
up.
Months. Yes, exactly, exactly. All of our stuff during the summer, again, our booth at the farmers market, and then our other events that are coming up. Which are July. In July, we'll have some of the trays at the Pigeon Art Show, which is part of the Farmers Festival that runs July 21st through the 23rd. And they usually put the artwork in the Shure Professional Building, which is a very, very beautiful setting. And Bill Love takes care of that and his crew over there. And so we will have the trays there for bid, so you can go to that in July. And then September 2nd is our auction. We have a silent auction of pieces of artwork that have been donated by people who are in the show. So Art in the Park is a juried show, so you need to send in your application and pictures of your artwork. And that deadline is July 1st. And if you would like to get an application, that's on our website, which is www.thumbartsguild.com. And go to the applications, and you can fill one out, and that's July 1st. And if you're a member, it's $40 for a 10x10 space, and if you're a non-member, it's $70 for a 10x10 space. So you can put your application in. The jury will go through and decide who gets in and who doesn't, and we usually don't have very many people who don't make it in. But that's for Labor Day weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and that's 10 to 5.
And basically, like this first one you say, is all your local artists within the guild, but that other event, like Art in the Park at the end, that's open to anybody.
Anybody, correct.
So,
yes.
Yes. As long as you make the cut.
Right, right. It is a juried show, so you do have to submit your artwork, for
and how, review. And how does that process work? Do you try to look to have a varied type of if you get 20 people with watercolors and they kind of have the same style. I mean, I wouldn't see you wanting to have 20 booths of that. You'd want to look for, somebody to go to the next booth and go, oh, and see something different.
Right, right. We do try to keep it mixed up. We do try to keep the quality up too. And so the jury process is we have a slate of people that have said that they would be willing to be jurists. And then we have some criteria that they have to meet to be a jurist. So you have to be selling and be an artist most of the time. And I mean, there are different criteria that they have. So we have a slate of people to vote for. And then we give it out to the group at the meeting. And whoever gets the top three people that get the most votes are the ones who are the jury committee. And then I'm the chairperson for Art in the Park, so I have all the applications, and I go out and lay them out so that they're anonymous, so the jury does not know who the artist is. And so we just lay them out, and they go through and say, yes, yes, yes. And then they usually have debates.
You put a little tape across the signatures.
And then we have people that, if there's a debate, they'll sit and talk about yes or no and come up with a consensus. And like I said, we haven't had very many people that haven't made it in. But we do. There's a concern. If you have too many of one type of artwork, then what do we do? Do we have to start limiting the number? That kind of thing. So that we probably will get to that point. We had, I don't remember how many artists. I meant to look that up. I think we had 54 artists at Art in the Park last year. And there is room to grow. So we could do a lot more in Gallup Park. So there's more room to put artists out there. But it is a juried show, and that's the difference between the members. I mean, part of our mission is to promote art in the community, but also to promote art within our members, so that if somebody hasn't ever exhibited before, it makes it a very comfortable environment for them to put their artwork out for the first time. So the members exhibit on Memorial Day weekend is a nice venue. It's a wonderful show, and people will have lots of pieces out. So it's a way for us to promote art for our members, for our members' improvement. So we have a lot of artists that have branched out into different things since they've joined TAG. So, maybe they started in watercolors and now they're into pottery and doing ceramic art. Or maybe they started out in ceramic art and went to do something else. So it's a great mixture and a great supportive group. It's a wonderful, wonderful crew.
And some people might be, put off, well, I'm not a professional artist, but do good work. What would you say to them? Would you say... try and submit, see what happens. You might be surprised.
Yes, I would encourage everyone to submit. And if you want to just, I mean, you know, the membership is $10 for 21 and under, so we give a discount for students, $20 for an individual, $30 for a family, and $50 for an organization. And we have a wide mix. We have close to 65, I believe, members now, and they're from all over the state. So it's not just Huron County, and it's not just Port Austin, but it's all over the state. And, you know, some of it is so that they can get in cheaper at Art in the Park, you know, saving money and that kind of stuff. But a lot of it is people that don't even do art, that just want to support art. But if you want, you know, if you're wondering if it's okay, then, you know, become a member and bring it to the member show, and then you can hear comments. And that was the first time that I've taken photographs all my life, but I had never put them out for people to buy until the first Art in the Park. And just to hear the comments of people made about my photos was very, very rewarding. And that to me was... getting feedback on things that I thought were interesting, to see that other people thought that they were interesting too was a thrill. So, yes, if you are, you know, trying art and just seeing what's going on and maybe thinking, oh, should I do it or not? I would definitely encourage you. It's a very supportive group. Our meetings are the second Tuesday of the month in the Port Austin Visitor Center at 7:00. And, it's a wonderful group of people, and they're very supportive and encouraging of other people to try things. So.
Do artists tend to get along? We always get the image in the movies of the temperamental artist. Get out of here. Get out of here. You know, that type of thing. Do they? Is
that
kind of
a pretty good accent there, Greg?
Is that not really true?
No, we really have not had an issue. We have, I mean, I don't know what they're like when they're in their basements painting or, you know, in the yard or whatever. But no, it's a very, very good group. And we have a lot of things that have to be done for Art in the Park and all of our different exhibits and things that are going on. And, you know, everybody seems to volunteer and pick up when it's needed. And it's just a really, really wonderful group. And there was an event that I forgot to mention, which was the September Art at the Polka Fest. That's our first year this year. They've invited us to show art at the Polka Fest in Kindy on September 17th and 18th. So we'll have art exhibited there. So it's just something else to do at the Polka Fest. So, but again, it's just a way to get to promote art in the community and to promote art within our members, too. So.
Now, you mentioned the first one coming up, Memorial Day weekend, really isn't for selling. Are most of yours where you can contact the artist right there and maybe either see if you can see what else they have to offer,
sure,
if you like their style, or maybe get something commissioned, that type of thing?
Right. You can do that. We've had a lot of people that, especially for Art in the Park, we've had a lot of people that take commissions from Art in the Park. You know, they put their booths out and they do their decoration stuff, and then they say, well, can you come and draw my house or draw my family or draw my dog or, you know, whatever they want to have commissioned. And so we have a lot of artists that get that kind of work, sure. And it's just getting out there. It's just getting exposure. And if you do become a member, you can put some photos on our website, www.themartsguild.com, and get promoted that way, too. And there's also the studio tour, though we help to sponsor it. Lori Conger is the main manager, the chairperson for that, and that's the art studio tour. I believe it's June 17th and 18th this year. And it's where you can go to the different artists' studios and see them working. So you can go to Dave Thimmel's wood shop and watch him work on his bowls. And Laurie will have her, you know, her pottery and her kiln and that stuff going on. So it's a wonderful tour to go around and see the different artists at work. And that's another way to get exposed, too. So, you know, we try to promote as much as we can. The Grindstone General Store is going to be open. It already is open. It was sold. Judy Marion had to sell it, and so it has been purchased, and they are looking for artists to put work in there. So they want Michigan-made products in along with the ice cream. So if you are an artist, you might want to check out, go get an ice cream cone this weekend and talk to Brian there and see if you want to put your artwork out there for sale. So
it is a for sale.
Yeah, the Grindstone.
Just displaying it.
Right, Grindstone General Store is for sale, yes. It is. It's for sale. Judy had artists in there forever and was a great support for all of us artists to try to make money at doing what we do. Obviously, it's very hard, and especially when economic times get tough, people have less money for artwork, unless it's like jewelry or something functional like wooden bowls or pottery. Usually, they don't get hit as bad, but if it's just ornamental, then it usually does take a hit when the economy goes down because people don't have extra money. You know, with gas over $4 a gallon, they're not going to have extra money to buy, you know, a really nice piece of art. So,
but then again, you don't have to drive all the way to the city for a fancy schmancy art studio.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So you can come to the Thumb and see art. So, so we're hoping people come out and support it. It's a great. All the events are great. The all of them are free. We don't charge for any of our events, unless you want to be in. You know, if you want to show, obviously there's fees to do for Art in the Park. But the membership is just, it's a great group of people. It's very supportive. You know, so if you're a new person trying art out for the first time, it's a great way to do that.
Now, when you're selling art like that, does the artist set the price? Is the store? Does, when you're new at this, I would think you would probably undervalue yourself pretty bad. And maybe you'd get a good deal that way if you were buying, but...
Yeah, it is. That's one of the hardest things for me to do as an artist is to price my stuff because my, you know, mine are, you know, you have to take the cost of the framing in and all that. But it's very hard to do. And I know I've heard other artists going through the same thing. What do I charge for this? And especially painters, you know, you put so much time and effort into it and then you have to get it framed and all that. So, you know, it is tough. And I don't know what Brian, I mean, usually there's a consignment fee, you know, they take 25% or whatever, you know, whatever it is. That puts artwork out. But we've had artists in our group do a lot of different things in the community. So we've got a lot of our Thumb Arts Guild people have artwork over at the Huron Medical Center. They came to the group and said we'd like to use local artwork to help decorate. And so we've got a lot of our artists have stuff there. We've had people design roadside banners that hang on the roads. We've had people paint buses for the Cheeseburger Festival. We had people do murals at the Safe Place House. We've had people do posters for the Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach. We've had people do puppet shows. We've had members do, again, write poetry and have poetry readings. So we've got a very diverse group, and we've had a lot of requests from the community to help out. You know, could you come, you know, paint some sets at the Port Austin Community Players? So we've had people, members that do that. So it's a wide variety of artists and a wide variety of mediums that we, you know, we are in. And Art in the Park has everything from... you know, birdhouses made out of antique, you know, what usually people consider trash maybe or are antique things, you know, to stained glass, to jewelry, to, you know, photography, to watercolors, to painting. I mean, it's just a wide, wide variety. And that's why the jury committee sometimes has a hard time deciding, you know, how many jewelry people do we let in or how many artists, you know, watercolorists do we let in, that kind of thing. So we're not to that point yet, but we may get, if it gets, you know, if it gets larger, we may get to that point where we have to limit the number of medium, you know, in one type of medium and limit that. But we're not there yet. So,
like you were talking, you know, framing and such, is that part of what the artist overall sees for the picture, the painting, the watercolor? Because it all becomes one.
Yes,
and
it
you
does.
And the framing and the matting and such like that is supposed to draw the artwork out. So is that usually something that all comes together? If you go to like a gallery, sometimes you just see the pictures and
right.
they will frame it to what your
right.
motif
whatever you want.
In your
sure.
house is like.
Sure.
But normally in these types of circumstances, the frame that they is something the artist thought goes well with this.
Yes, yes. And that's and it's amazing how much a difference it can make. I mean, I take my photographs to, you know, Hobby Lobby or wherever the framers are and or Michaels and Saginaw and just hold it up next to the frame and see what it looks like. But the matte choice can make a huge difference, you know, what colors you want to bring out of the picture. Sometimes
how deep the matte is.
Right, exactly. Two or three mats. How many, you know, how much do you want to spend and how, what do you want it to look like?
Which can make a smaller photo look like a bigger
yes.
thing on the wall.
Yes,
because
exactly.
you can expand it that
right.
way.
Right, and you can do a lot of white space around it to focus on something very, very small. So, yeah, framing and matting is a big piece of it. And I'm sure for the artists, for the painters, you know, for the watercolorists, that's the same. I would assume that that would be the same case. It makes a huge difference on what you look like. And I've had people come and say, you know, I've got a bathroom and I love these pictures. What kind of frame can I put in to meet this color scheme or whatever? So we've gone through, you know, my photos and looked at different photos and said, okay, this would work with this kind of frame. And or I want the same type of frame. Help me pick out some pictures that'll go with this type of frame. You know, so it just depends on what you want and what you want to do.
You know, that seems kind of backwards to me. You know,
you should
like the art and then find a frame that works for you rather than I like this frame. Show me what can go.
What kind of art? Yeah. No, we had I've had it both ways. I've had people say I really like I had pictures of daisies on the lake that sells a lot. And, you know, said I've got a bathroom with blue and whites. Help me find. So we did like white distressed wood frame around it to make sure that it went with the bathroom. But, you know, I've had people say come take pictures of my house or my garden and, you know, that kind of thing. So. It, you know, it just depends on what the person wants. And, you know, I take photography because I think it's it's interesting or it's a different perspective or, you know, it really looks neat or whatever. And sometimes I take it just to document something, you know, like just to document a barn that's about to fall down or to document, you know, the building of the moving of the building for the historical society. You know, I mean, there's different reasons for taking pictures. And like I said, I had never sold anything of mine before the first Art in the Park, which was 10 years ago this year. And just to see people's reactions to my photos was very, very thrilling for me. Just because they were like, oh, look at that, you know, and it was just, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's something that I took. And it was really, really rewarding to do that. And that's what I like about Art in the Park, is just hearing people's reactions to the photos.
Is it more difficult when somebody says, come take a picture of my house or something, rather than you choosing what you think is interesting? Because you may go to this place and go, okay, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, there's pressure. There's some pressure to make it look good.
Could you have cleaned it up first?
Weed the garden, maybe? Yeah. No, there's a different pressure when somebody requests something, because you've got to make sure that it looks, you know, it looks okay. So in that situation, I usually take a lot of photos from a lot of different angles and then bring them all to them and say, okay, which ones do you want? I mean, one was a present for a husband, and wanted the house taken from different angles. And so I went and just took some of the gardens and some of the different shots and different perspectives and let them pick what they wanted to put on the wall. So, but yeah, there's different pressure, you know, when somebody's requesting something versus something that I go out in the woods and take pictures of, you know, fungi growing on trees or something, you know, it's a little bit different.
I mean, you know, there are artistic considerations, and you've got to kind of go with what they, you know.
Yes.
You know, some people in this day and age, they don't remember black and white television, but think a black and white photo is, you know, what's this?
Yeah.
It's my house is in color.
Right.
You know, whereas as the artist, you might see black and white as being more stark and more
dramatic or whatever,
And do a better justice to the image.
Yeah.
And do you have to sometimes sell a client on what you've done?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure for the painters, I mean, I know watercolorists and stuff, who, you know, especially for portraits, you know, or if here's a picture of my dog, please paint him, you know. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I could do that, because you put all these hours of work into it, and then they come and say, well, let that what it look like, you know, or whatever. So I would think that would be even harder. I mean, for me, photographs are pretty...
It'd be harder if you took a picture of the dog and said it doesn't look like the dog.
That's right. There's not much. I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry with photography. But I really do admire painters, because I could not do it, and I don't know how they do. I mean, we've had demonstrations at our meetings. We usually have our business meeting, we break for food, and then we have a program. And so it's either somebody doing a demonstration, or Jane read her poetry at the last meeting. Sometimes we've had people from H&R Block come in and talk about, you know, business aspects of running your own business and taxes and that kind of stuff. We've had lawyers come in and talk about that. We've had Dave Thummel do wood demonstrations. At one of the meetings, Lori had us draw faces, and that was the program. So she went over how to draw a face for a portrait, that kind of thing that she uses in her watercolor sheets. That was at the last meeting. So, you know, so we have programs afterwards in our meetings, and it's just amazing. I mean, Sandra Kinney came and showed us how she made her glass beads. She brought her whole trailer with all of her welding equipment, and we went outside the theater and watched her do her beads. So it's amazing to me the different amounts of talent that we have in the area, and the variety of talent, and how wonderful the artists are, because it's amazing. And that's what I think makes Art in the Park so much fun, is because we have such a wide variety, and it's very quality artwork. And I mean, we have close to probably over 3,000 people attend on a 2-day weekend, you know, a 2-day art event. So for this area, that's great. You know, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think people know that we have quality work, and so they save their money up and say, I'm going to go to Art in the Park and start shopping for Christmas or whatever. But we usually do have really good sales. I think the most money we brought in to the community between our fundraising for ourselves and the gross amount, not their net, but their gross amount. We send a survey out to all the artists after the show so they can do it, so that we can report back to the grant money that we get from Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. We get Macaca money. And so that, you know, the most I think that we brought in was $40,000 for Art in the Park. And that's bringing that money back into the community. It goes to the artists. It goes to the local nonprofit groups. It goes to the band boosters who sold food. And it goes to the Arts Guild for us to put on more things. So we have a large economic impact just from bringing people in on the weekend for Labor Day. So
does Art in the Park and that get a commission because they saw it there? I mean, you know, if you go to a gallery, they get a commission if you sell
right,
art
no,
there.
Right, no, no, we don't
this
ask
not,
for...
You know, this is included in your entry fee
right,
to,
we
to
just
get
do the
booth
entry
and
fee.
That.
Right, yeah, and there are some shows. I mean, the Lady Slipper Festival is going on this weekend, too. Not this weekend, but Memorial Day weekend on Saturday at the Nature Center. And so they ask for a donation back if you sell, you know, however much you sell. There's a donation money back. So that's another thing to do for art on the weekend, on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. You can the go Lady to... Slipper Flowers probably won't come out till July.
That I can't guarantee, but there will be artists at the show. So you could go to the farmer's market, go to our show, and go down on Saturday and see the art at the Lady Slipper Festival, too. So a lot of stuff to do Memorial Day weekend.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back, and our guest today on the program is Patty Finan. She is the Thumb Arts Guild Secretary and Chairperson for Art in the Park, and it's not just Art in the Park. They have a lot of events coming up through the year, and they also have scholarships to help people who may have a talent to help them move on.
Right. We do award two scholarships to high school seniors, and we ask their art teacher to write a recommendation, but they don't have to be going into art as a career. So if they're just a really good artist, and I believe the letters have already, the emails have already gone out to the art teachers to ask for recommendations for the scholarship. So we have a committee that gets together and reads all the recommendations, and we award usually two scholarships to high school seniors. They're usually done by June or July, so it's a pretty quick turnaround. And so if there's somebody out there that wants to do artwork that's a high school senior, make sure you get with your art teacher and apply.
Well, and it can have a lot of different aspects within a job that isn't necessarily quote-unquote art.
Sure.
I mean, there's web design today.
Yes.
That's all graphic art.
Yes, exactly.
Artistry there.
Exactly, and that's a big field.
Woodworking, you could get into other fields where you design things like furniture and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you know, all of this stuff, drafting, all of this stuff is really art when you think about
yes,
it.
Yes, it does. It is. And we were just talking about cooking, you know, like chefs are art. You know, they're an artist of a different type, too. So, it takes a lot of talent and a lot of dedication, and we've had some really great students in the past that have won the scholarships, and we just want to help promote them. You know, we want to support the kids that are doing really good artwork and help the art teachers to recognize those kids and support the art teachers, too. So,
support the arts, you know, in a time when cutbacks are being
yes,
made. And,
yes.
And it's good to see there's still some out there to be done.
Yes, exactly. And all the art teachers, you know, I admire them because it's very hard to get a class of 30 kids to do, to settle down in their time and get all their artwork done. But they do some wonderful things. I've been substitute teaching a lot and a lot of artwork on the class, you know, on the walls and the halls and that kind of thing. So it's a very, very cool thing that the art teachers do.
Do art teachers tend to spot people with potential first?
I think they do.
Because
yes.
You see them at a young age and, you know, they're just starting out and you see there's something there that they're seeing that the other kids are just
not
doing stick
right.
figures
and, even
and they're
parents,
doing better.
Right, yeah, and even parents, you know, if parents see a talent, and I think it's good to encourage them. That's why one of the things that we have at Art in the Park is a kids tent, you know, so where the kids can go and make art and, you know, work with their parents and grandparents, whoever's there with them, and go sit down at a chair and make some art and take it home. So, that's a big part of our, you know, not many art shows are as family-centered as we are. Some of them it's just art and you walk through. We've got music, we've got food, we've got puppet shows. We've got the kids' tent. So it's a lot more than just walking through and seeing art at Art in the Park. So that's one of our things that we kind of pride ourselves on, is that, you know, we encourage art in the young kids. And, you know, parents and teachers are probably the first ones to see it, and they should encourage it and just, you know, give them a chance to, and let their imaginations go. One of our members is an watercolor clown, you know, instructor. Don Bullis teaches watercolors, and he loves to do kids more than adults, because kids don't worry about if it looks wrong. You know, adults are really worried about what other people think, and am I going to make a mistake, and oh my goodness, and the kids don't care.
I think every parent knows that when the child brings something home from school, and they're basically going, what is this? You tell me
what
you,
this is.
Show me this, you know, because it's like, and then they explain it, and you're getting an idea of what they're seeing.
Right, exactly. And I think that's, you know, it's such an important thing to encourage that in kids, because even, I mean, there's studies that show, you know, how much artwork can improve overall grade levels, you know, overall grade subjects. You know, that the mind needs to be able to do that creative outlet somewhere, and that helps in all of the stuff that they do. So it's, you know, it's a good thing to encourage art. So if you're a parent, get them some crayons and some paper and just let them go. So.
And they're sitting there going, please, nothing too messy that they like. Nothing too messy
no
that
paints,
they like.
No paints, just crayons.
Kind of like the parents in band, not the tuba, not the tuba.
Not the drums, not the drums. Ah. You know, but yeah, I mean, I think it's important. And art teachers are. They're usually the first ones that see it and encourage it. And, you know, we get some wonderful letters of recommendation from the art teachers. They are just so proud of the kids that they've got and their talent. And, you know, and it's their hard work, too. I mean, it's the art teachers' work to bring it out and give them challenging things and ways to do it. So, you know, it's just a good thing all the way around to encourage art in kids.
Okay. You wanted to go over again the schedule, because
yes.
You have a lot really going on this summer.
We do. We have a lot of events, and I hope everybody's got their calendar or a piece of paper to write things down. The first event is Memorial Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Port Austin Gym, 10 to 4. Light refreshments, and it's just an exhibit, so you can come and see things, but most of the people will have contact information, so if you want to get with them, you can ask about purchasing it. July 21st through 23rd, TAG members will be at the Shure Professional Building in Pigeon for the Farmers Art Show, and that goes 10 to 5 Thursday and Friday, and then after the parade until 5 o'clock on Saturday. September 2nd is our silent art auction, again in the Port Austin Gym, and then 3 to 4. September 3rd and 4th, 10 to 5 at Gallup Park is Art in the Park, again with the music and all that. And the deadline to get in is July 1st if you want to do your application. September 17th and 18th is Art in the Park, or Art at the Polka Fest. And so we're just going to have art on display. So it's just something else that you can do while you're going over to dance and to eat.
And it's not art like Bierstein.
No, it'll be our regular artists.
It's regular artwork.
It's regular artwork. And thank you, Craig. And December 10th is our Silver Bell sale at the visitor centers in Port Austin. So we usually try to have stuff for Christmas, so they can go and shop for Christmas and have original artwork that you can give away for presents. So that's December 10th. So we do have a full schedule this summer, and we hope everybody comes out and supports it. And you know, come and see us at some of the arts. And if you want to get more information on anything about what I've talked about today, my phone number is 989-738-8736. 989-738-8736. You can also visit us on Facebook. Go to Thumb Arts Guild on Facebook, and we're there. And our website is www.thumbartsguild.com. And we have our applications for Art in the Park on there, and we also have our membership form. So if you want to go and join, you can go to the website and print out the membership form and just mail it in to P.O. Box 538 with your check, and we'll be glad to welcome you as a member.
And people thinking about art, is it really comparable to get it from just the artist rather than going to a store and buying it? I mean, you know, you're cutting out the middleman for one thing, and you know, maybe people get the idea that if you're buying from the artist, it's going to be out of your league, and maybe it's not.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And that's why I think Art in the Park does so well, because it's, I mean, some of them are expensive, and some of them need to be because of the time and effort put into them. And if they're large, you know, watercolor paintings or oil paintings or whatever, I mean, it's up to each artist to price it. But there's very reasonable things that you can get at Art in the Park. And if you see something, you know, at one of the other exhibits and you want to talk to the artist, I mean, every artist is individual, you know. Maybe if it's a gift or something, I want to give you a break on it or whatever, you know. So you just have to talk to the artist. And I think that's what's fun, is that you can, you know, talk to the artist. And some of my paintings, I've traveled a lot in my lifetime, and They all come up and say, well, where was this taken? You know, and it's like, okay. And it's fun to get, you know, the story behind the painting.
That would be part of the fun of having the art, I would think, mm-hmm. is you can tell people, you know, about it, where it was, you know, what the artist saw and what he told you, rather than, you know, this is the receipt I got.
Right, exactly. I've got one that I took from when I was in Paris. It was from the top of the Arc de Triomphe, looking down at the traffic. And so it's just the circle with the cars going crazy, and then you look off into the buildings in the distance. And people ask about that one all the time, where it's from. And so it's fun to share the story of, you know, when I went to Europe and all that kind of stuff. And to get the story behind the painting or the story behind the photo or the, you know, how did you decide to make this wood, Dave? And he's going through new things, putting epoxy stuff on his wood now. And he's also incorporated Laurie's tiles into his wood. So it's very interesting to get the story of how things were done from the artist, too. And I think that's valuable.
Okay, we're one quick question. I know
sure.
it's a little she's getting that look like, what are you doing to me? You're a photographer.
Yes.
Summer will eventually get here.
Yes.
And this is the time of year when we all get these summer vacation pictures shown to us. Any tips on how to make them better? What common mistakes do people do? Do they take it too far away? Are they not centering it? You know, you get these pictures and you're like, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, you'd like to have something interesting. How can people do better?
Well, at least it's not the what is art question,
no.
Craig. Thanks for not giving me that one again. I don't know. To me, when I had my business, I've kind of dissolved it now, but I called it a different view. So for me, I like to take things from unusual perspectives or unusual angles or things that people don't necessarily take the time to stop and see. I've taken one where it's just it was an old stone barn, and it had like this aqua teal blue door. It was just the most beautiful door, along with the stone next to it. And all I took was the wood and the stone. So you can't even really tell what it is. But I just like the textures and the color combinations were there. So I try to take things that are from a little bit different perspective that maybe you miss when you're walking through the woods, or, you know, details of things that blow it up and you can't even tell what it is, kind of thing. So for me, that's the kind of things that I like to take. But I also like to take the kind where you just document, you know, this is my trip and I want to make sure that, you know, you get it. So perspective is one thing.
That goes with people, too.
Yes.
If you're doing kids, you need to get down on their level.
Yes.
Or you're looking down at them and you get a whole different look.
Yeah.
Then if you take the picture down there where they're at and they're looking straight at you.
It's a lot of different. I mean, I've got some wonderful shots of kids that aren't in the park, you know, that are walking around with the thing that they made at the kids' tent, and they're just so proud and excited about it. And just getting those faces is just an amazing thing. So, you know, it just depends on what you like. I like things without people in them, but that's just me. You know, I'd rather do scenery and things where there's not the human element, but just the natural element. So
does digital photography give people a lot more options today? Because it used to be, you know, you took the roll in and what you got back is what you got back.
Yes. And I still do that.
But, I mean, you know, a lot of people develop their own and then they can blow up with the
right.
parts they want.
Right.
But, you know, you can do that digitally. You can crop the picture. You
sure.
You can make it look a little better and then print it either yourself, or you can do that in some of the stores. They have
sure.
machines that, you know, are photo
thing. Take it off
thing.
Your drive and print it. Sure. Yeah.
So that gives you better options as far as how to get a better end product, even if the picture you took wasn't the best.
Right, right. And that gives you, I mean, I think, you know, from a film perspective, I have a bunch of pictures that I never ever did anything with. I mean, I have like 70 photo albums full of pictures, you know, so, you know, and maybe 2 photo albums full of stuff that I put out for display for people to pick from, kind of thing. So, yeah, if you're doing film, you get what you get. There's no changing it or, you know, doing anything with it. But digital allows you to do that tweaking and allows you to do you know, taking the bad parts out that, you know, oh, I forgot that fence was in there, or the wire line, you know, the telegraph line or the telephone line. The telephone line.
He's not dating herself.
A long time ago. The telephone lines were in the way, or, you know, whatever. So there's more, I guess, artistic room after, you know, with doing with digital, that you can go back and change things and adjust and enhance and that kind of stuff. So,
well, it's also more economical because you
sure.
can get a large memory stick or SD card or
whatever
your camera takes, and the ones you don't like, you can delete.
Yes.
Whereas when you were doing it with film, you know, when you thought about having to have it processed and printed and looked at, you were like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
this is getting to be expensive.
Yeah.
Where this kind of takes it down, you can do a slideshow on your TV.
Sure.
You don't even have to get them printed.
Yep.
You can just edit them and yep. set things up this way. You can put them on a CD to distribute. These you types, can, yeah. That's all artwork, and people don't see it that way.
Yep, yep. And, you know, and put them on Facebook. I've been thinking about doing a website for mine, too, but I haven't got that yet. But, you know, put it on the web, put it on Facebook. You can do, you know, PowerPoint presentations on the web now. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do to sell your artwork, you know, so there's a lot of different ways to get that information out. One of our artists, Lynn Winsek, does wonderful, wonderful jewelry, and she has, I don't know how many people that follow her on Twitter and stuff, because her artist, you know, her artwork is so unique and, you know, very, very clever the way she integrates all the different textures and stuff into her art. So, a lot of different ways to find out about information, about art, and a lot of different ways to do it now. So that's exciting.
Thumb Art Skill might be just a way to start.
That's right. That's right. We welcome everyone.
When do you meet?
Second Tuesdays of the month from April through December, 7 o'clock, Port Austin Visitor Center.
The gap is for the snowbirds?
That's right.
Or because we aren't assured you're even going to be able to find Port Austin dug out on any particular
that's
day.
That's right, yes, mostly for the snowbirds. Our membership does drop in the wintertime, yep.
Well, there's
everybody
colorful things to do down south.
That's true, they do. They go down and paint when they're in the south in the winter and bring back wonderful, wonderful things. So, yeah. Yep.
And it's not that expensive to join?
Nope, it's not. It's only $10 if you're 21 or under, $20 for individual, $30 for family, and $50 if a business wants to support us.
And it all supports art, something
yes.
that's an enhancement to life.
I think a necessary area. Part of life, yes.
Oh, we differ. Thanks for being with
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much, Greg. I appreciate the time.
Give me your phone number once again.
989-738-8736.
Patty Finan, she is the Thumb Arts Guild Secretary, and she is the chairperson for Art in the Park. Coming up at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.